My Lord, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and no, this is not a strange program. As you know, I send them from LV on Wednesdays. This is Financial Survival. It is the 30th day of March, 2022, and we're looking forward to a good program today. Our guest, as always, on the first segment is Melody. Yes, always Melody. No, this time it's Wendy. Wendy Wilson with Apothecary Herbs. She got a lot to share with you, as always. I'm looking forward to today's topic she's going to share with you. I think you might be surprised to find out how we have all been lied to for a long time about health. Before we go to Wendy, though, let's get into the markets. Gold had an up day today, up 1591 to 1932.32. Silver was up also 55 cents to 24.79, went below the $25 line and stayed there, apparently. Platinum was up a little bit, 650 to 99.250. Palladium had a good day, up 100.19 to 2,249.19. The USDX was down slightly, 0.57% at 97.84. The Dow went up a little bit, 187.78 to 35.106. The NASDAQ was up a pretty good chunk, 225.50.51 to 14,394. The S&P was The Dow was down, NASDAQ was down, S&P was down 45.96 at 45.85. The 10-year yield was down slightly, 2.36%. Oil was up 2.95 to 107.31. The markets in the east were a little mixed. Japan was down slightly. Hong Kong was up a little bit. London was down. Germany was up. London was up. Germany was down. So this has been a little bit mixed day today. Japan ended up at down 223 to 28.027. Hong Kong was up 297 at 22.221. London was up 41 at 75.78. Germany was down 211 to 14.606. So kind of a mixed bag there. Metals are still hovering around. The gold is around 1900. That's great. It's right on the verge of breaking the records again, a little over 2,000. Silver is still trying to moderate around the $25, which is really good for silver compared to what it was just a few months ago. So anyway, everything on that is still hanging in, just about par for the course, seems like. And let's go to our guest, Wendy Wilson, with the Pocket Theory, because she has a topic today that I'm looking forward to hearing about, and I think you will be too. You might be a little bit surprised to understand that over the last several hundred years, we've been lied to by a lot of things. Wendy, welcome to the program, and you make yourself to home.
Hey, Pastor Bush. Good to see you and talk with you and all the listeners out there. Always glad to be with you. I thought we'd talk about this massive fraud in scientific studies. We've touched on this in the past, but we have some new reports. You know, because when I look around in the scientific websites for interesting, you know, articles to report on, this time I typed in their search box, secrets in medicine. And I found some research on that. So we've looked at this problem of fraud within scientific research before, but we have now uncovered a study that candidly looked at this problem. So we tend to think of fraud in healthcare sciences as a modern problem, but this study actually mentions going all the way back to the 1600s. So now some may ask, well, why go back that far? Well, it kind of proves a pattern of behavior that's as old as the nature of man. So we're going to take a look at it. I guess you could call it the crimes, because the research was done by the Institute of Quality and Efficiency in Healthcare. It's a German agency, and it's responsible for assessing medical treatments such as drugs, non-drug interventions, diagnosis, screening tests, treatments for disease, and disease management. So hundreds of journal articles covering topics on things like psychiatric disorders, pain, heart and circulatory diseases, skin disease, cancer, infectious disease, you name it. Here is a quote from their report, and this also wound up in the Journal of Trials in June 2010. They say, we went through a lot of compiled medical citations that would represent medical knowledge, and we assessed hundreds of studies on a wide range of interventions such as drugs, vaccines, medical devices, ultrasound, and wound care. And we found over 60 examples where medical knowledge had been impeded. So our collection reads like the script for a crime series, end of quote. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. They also went on to say, in science, where published studies do not reflect fact, it's called publication bias, also known as biased through selective publication, end of quote. So let's go back to the early citation. They mentioned this in their report. They said in the 1600s, with the invention of obstetrical forceps that were invented 250 years ago by two brothers called Chamberlain. Now, these are forceps they use in delivering babies, okay? Because, as you know, women sometimes died in childbirth, and the baby also, too, because of the failure to deliver. Now, I reported on this previously, Pastor Butch, that this device saved mothers and babies during childbirth, but it wasn't released for public use, but it was reserved for the rich and their physicians to use it. But after 200 years of private use by the Chamberlain family and their rich friends, then it was released. Such inventions and areas of obstetrics that made the forceps kind of scarce to be used, and it had consequences. So there were children and mothers that have died that could have been saved. So let's find out what Bette Weisler, she's the deputy head of the Institute of Quality and Efficiency in Healthcare, says. She calls she's in the drug assessment department. And this is what she has to say on what goes on within scientific studies today. She shows us what science bias looks like. She says bias in science has two levels. So she says the first level is complete studies that remain unpublished. They get buried, as you probably have heard. Oh, yes. Level two, she says, only selected outcomes from studies get published. So they cherry pick. And let me give you an example. On the level one, here's an example of level one bias, is if a study on analysis of 90 drugs approved for use in the United States showed the drugs were tested 5 years after they were approved and released to the public market. Approximately 60% of such studies never get published, and physicians prescribing these drugs are never aware of this fraud.
Wow.
So you're the test group, public. They don't bother to do a test. Level two, and, you know, the COVID vaccine is a shining example of that. They're used to doing it. Think about that. Level two. An example of level two bias where only selected studies get published, researchers have to really specify in a study the protocol in which the outcomes will be measured and how they will be analyzed. So when studies are investigated, 40 to 60% of them had the protocols completely omitted. They were just chucked to the side, just, you know, deleted. We're not using that. And or the analyses were changed entirely. So what this will do to the outcome of a study is to cherry pick the outcomes to represent a positive result, get rid of the negative stuff. And this skews the actual findings. For instance, this would, you know, show drugs work better than they actually do and are far less life-threatening than they actually are. And another example is when they just deleted all the animal trials for the COVID vaccine because those animals died. They just pretended it didn't happen. See, in gold standard research, when your animal trials don't do well, you do not progress to a human trial. So
wow,
they're just you know, not following protocols and policy. Now, and there's a trickle-down effect to this, too. It's a problem because the problem with the fraud in scientific research is that published research is picked up later and used as a guideline on other studies, further tainting ongoing research. And this would mean that more than 50% of your studies that are published and that have impact on medical treatments are fraud. And I've heard this from scientific researchers. They've said that. So while other studies are sponsored by drug companies, they don't get buried. But when you get a study that's not sponsored by the drug company, sometimes they get unpublished and do get buried. Here's a quote from Thomas Kaiser, head of the Drug Assessment Department. He says, "This does not only affect studies sponsored by pharmaceutical industry. We also analyzed over 2,000 studies on cancer according to sponsorship. Industry-sponsored studies, publication percentages was extremely low. 94% go unpublished." because they bear out the truth on a lot of these drugs. See, also 86%, he said, of the university-sponsored studies were unpublished. So there are some legal regulations, he says, which allow regulatory authorities to withhold this data. Wow. So
My goodness.
Well, and you know, knowledge is power. You've heard that before, because we really don't stop to really think about that statement. Knowledge is power. Whoever controls the knowledge controls the power. And the Bible states, you know, as you know, Pastor Butch, in later days, people would run to and fro. Knowledge would be increased. Information is more accessible now, and it's faster to get that. But is it truth? That's the question.
Yes, it is.
What did Benjamin Franklin say? And to some effect, half the truth is still a whole lie. And so if we go back to Professor Weisler, deputy head of the Institute of Quality and Efficiency, she says the concealment of knowledge has consequences for patients. As a result, physicians and patients use treatments that are actually futile or harmful. For example, drugs prescribed in the 1980s to prevent irregular heartbeat cost tens of thousands of lives because the dangerous adverse effects were not published. End of quote. Yeah.
Gee.
They pulled it off the market after people started keeling over. She goes on to say, while conducting this research, the assessment of drugs called reboxetine, it was made by Pfizer, she says, to treat depression, did not provide the full research and concealed the data. Public pressure got the data released, and when they compared it to the unpublished study, the drug assessment was considerably worse than what appeared in the published study. So for many years, she said, not only patients but also physicians have been deceived. End of quote. So, yeah, they lie. They pull out the bad stuff.
And what's amazing, no one asks any questions.
Well, and here's that. That is that interesting question, and I've mentioned this before, you know. Medicine, you have specialties. You know, you've got bone doctors, you got cancer doctors, you got cardio specialists, you got internal medicine specialists, you know, you got pediatrics, you got geriatrics, and then you have your general practitioner, right? So you got all these segments of medicine, but they tend to have tunnel vision and read only journal articles that influence their area of practice. Okay, so for instance, the Journal of Virology may report on a vaccine that's harmful for children, but your pediatrician's not reading that. He's reading the pediatric journals.
Gee.
Mm-hmm. So they did have a conclusion. The researchers at the Institute of Quality and Efficiency in Healthcare found that there is a tendency to conceal unfavorable results in scientific research or to hide results that do not fit their expectations. Thomas Kaiser says again, in order to protect patients, we need legal regulations, not just policies. So the results of the clinical trials that are published reflect efficiency and complete integrity. So what he's saying is, oh, you can have a little policy here and protocol there, but they don't have any bite to them. So when scientists step over the lines and do something that will, you know, harm people in the end, that person's not going to jail. You got to have something that makes them accountable so that they
do
that.
What you're saying through all this is they don't give a hoot about us. It's all about money.
Well, you have to understand, scientists, the way the system is set up really encourages this. So science, if let's say you're a researcher and you want to make a new pill that is let's say it's a pill that will improve memory. Okay, so you go back to some clinical trials on memory that may fit your scenario, and you pull some of their data, and you kind of leapfrog from their data, and then you go get some cells from the lab that will help you prove your theory. But this, you don't ever check the cells if they sent you the right cells. If the lab sent you the right cells, they could have sent you mammogram, breast cancer cells. you don't know. If you don't check, and there's no, they are supposed to check, but none of them really do. And so that taints your whole theory right away, but you don't know that, and you get published, and then, you know, the drug goes to market. But see, you, Pastor Butch, you got a grant of like $450,000 to do this research.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you did it, let's say, at your alma mater college, and they get a little prestige out of it as well. And so it's about accolades and grant money, you know, and moving up the chain in your career and getting published and this and that. So a lot of them will fake it in order to get there. And that's the nature of man.
That is absolutely amazing.
That's the nature of man. Well, why are we surprised? Why is science exempt from that?
Yeah. But you would have thought in the past, maybe last 100 years or 200 years, somebody would have cared enough to try to keep it honest. Apparently not.
Well, like I said, we did that show on the whistleblower. Remember?
Right.
And they changed the rules on the whistleblowing. It has to make dollars and cents. It has to be like $1 million worth of a problem before you're taken seriously. In the meantime, you know, they hit the road with all the evidence, and you don't get to say anything. But you know
and
what?
Lives
I think?
Don't matter. Lives don't matter. No big deal. Lives don't matter.
Apparently not. They don't think about that. Now, our Creator promised that the medicinal herbs he provides mankind with heal the human body. So we're saved by that promise, Pastor Butch, over and over again. So when we trust man, we get disappointed. When we trust God, we get blessed. See, that's how that works.
That's always been the case. That's always been the case.
So, you know, I tell people, learn to use medicinal herbs, protect yourself from infectious disease, cancer, cardio diseases, and a whole lot more. You can do this. It's not hard. You shouldn't be afraid of it. Herbs are gentle and effective. They're not toxic drugs. So get over that notion. Call us at Apothecary Herbs. We have a catalog. We have a website. It's an educational process, but, you know, we kind of hold your hand. You learned how to tie your shoes and brush your teeth as a kid. You can learn how to do this. That's really... You're empowered. God gave you this power. It's up to you to use it, though. It's like that invitation. Many are called, but few, right?
Right, you know? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. Amazing. It's amazing how we've been duped for so long. Give the information out one more time, because it's about
our time. Sure, sure. They can ask the catalog by calling 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the website if you want to jump on there. Free online newsletters, as you know. Sign up if you have email and get empowered. Right, Pastor Butch?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, if we had another segment, I'd like to hear the other story that you want to tell next week. Don't forget that
All
topic.
Right.
I want to hear it next week.
Okay,
I wish
we'll
we could do another segment because that's a very interesting topic. And
I
it really is kind of disgusting. Kind of disgusting.
It is. I predict you'll be amazed.
I'm sure. I was today again, as usual. Thank you, Wendy. See you next week. Folks, don't go away. Back at the break, a lot of news to cover. Don't y'all go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All right, folks, again, this is Pastor Butch Ball. I'm sitting in today, as usual, on Wednesday for Melody, taking care of some other chores today, and I'm glad you're out there. You need to give her a call as soon as you can, folks, and talk to her at 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. Before we get into a lot of news today, I want to share something that I thought was really a powerful statement. It's written by somebody, it says, author unknown. But I read out, thought this is very powerful. It's entitled, The Men Who Wanted to Be Left Alone. The Men Who Wanted to Be Left Alone. The most terrifying force of death comes from the hands of men who wanted to be left alone. They try so very hard to mind their own business and provide for themselves and those they love. They resist every impulse to fight back, knowing the forced and permanent change of life that will come from it. They know that the moment they fight back, their lives as they have lived them are over. Let that sink in, folks. The moment the men who want to be left alone are forced to fight back, it's a form of suicide. They're literally killing off who they used to be, which is why when forced to take up violence, these men who want to be left alone fight with unholy vengeance against those who murdered their former lives. They fight with raw hate and a drive that cannot be phantomed by those who are merely playing at politics and terror. True terror will arrive at these people's doors, and they will cry, scream, and beg for mercy, but it will fall upon deaf ears of the men who just wanted to be left alone. Wow. That is powerful. And that is really true in so many different senses. I'm getting me an old man, folks. I really am. I'm not afraid to say it. I am. I'm still a pretty good sized fella. I'm about 5'11", still weigh about 250 pounds. I've always been that weight for 40 years. I'm not a wuss, but I am a wuss in the sense that I don't like confrontation. I don't want trouble. God forbid I don't want trouble. But you attack my family, my wife, or my children are all grown down and gone, but if you attack my family, no matter how mal-mannered I am, and I am mal-mannered, you have asked for retaliation that you may not like. And I don't like to say that, but it is what it is. For a man to be a man, especially to be a Christian man, defending his family is part of his duty. If not, he denied the faith and worse than the infidel, and I will not deny the faith. Now, I want to start out with something here in earnest also. This was published in the Sioux City Journal, Sunday morning, November 16th, 1913. Are you ready? Who will pay the income tax to government? This is out of the newspaper, the Sioux City Journal, November 16th, 1913. Who will pay the income tax? No one who does not earn more than $3,000 a year, remember folks, this is 1913, that's big money back then, will be affected by the income tax. If you're single and earn $3,001 a year, you will be required to pay a tax of 1% on that additional dollar. If you are married, however, the same income exemption is fixed at $4,000, allowing $1,000 extra exemption for the care of a wife. Did you hear what I said? 1% once you reach a certain level. Ooh, has that changed a lot today? Gee whiz. All right, let's move on. Gold rubles and the ripple effect. I don't think people realize what just happened over the past few days, so I'm going to try to explain what I'm seeing. The Russian Central Bank pegged 1 gram of gold to 5,000 rubles, currently about 50 bucks. At the same time, Putin made it so that Russia, gas and oil, can only be purchased in rubles. Meaning, Putin basically just pegged Russian oil and gas to gold using paper rubles as a proxy. Meaning, Europe will need to either buy rubles from Putin in gold in order to buy gas and oil, or they will have to buy directly in gold, which means there will soon be a lot more demand for rubles. Currently, the Forex rate for rubles to dollars is about 100.1. But with 5,000 rubles now equaling 1 gram of gold and oil being priced directly in gold, you're going to see a massive price disruption in the Forex markets in terms of how much gold a dollar actually still buy. Foreign countries holding our dollar debt, notes, and reserve will see less of a use for them and will want to start dumping them in order to get something more stable, something which holds its value. Basically, any currency paid to gold now will fit the bill, which means those countries like Japan will be dumping their dollar debt as fast as they can. They are not going to go down with the ship, and they will move into more stable currencies like the ruble, which will have a deflationary effect on the ruble, making it more valuable over time, which means Putin will be able to re-peg the ruble to gold at whatever rate he wants down the line. If it's 5,000 rubles today, tomorrow maybe 500, and then 100, and then 10. This also means all those excess dollars being dumped by the foreign nations are about to come home and cause even worse hyperinflation than we're seeing. Is it any wonder Biden is up on stage pleading with Europeans for regime change in Russia? He's about to have masses of angry, starving people marching through the streets here at home demanding answers. Wow, powerful, powerful article and right on the money. This next one's our Natural News. It's entitled "The Future of Money Pivots This Friday as Putin Sets Deadline for Dropping the Dollar, Requiring Rubles for Energy Exports." Now, this is rather short. I didn't go through all of it. But, folks, we are going to see a shift in the dollar that we never dreamed of before. The dollar's hegemony is about to go and be gone forever. That's why in a little bit we discuss what Biden just signed an executive order for. It's called e-cash. E-cash. Now back to the article. Regardless of what you think about Putin's morals or ethics, he's a genius strategist whose intellect is vastly superior to Joe Biden's. Yeah, I say so. Putin's latest move threatens the very future of the dollar, fiat currency, and may spell the beginning of the end for the dollar. Now, let me make a statement here. When Putin pegged the ruble to gold, it ceased being a fiat currency. Mm-hmm. It's worth something. Beginning this Friday, Russia will only accept rubles, gold, or Bitcoin as payment for energy exports to unfriendly countries. No dollars or euros will be accepted. And why should Putin accept dollars or euros anyway, given that the Western financial system has told Putin he can no longer use dollars or euros to purchase anything? So, folks, it's tit for tat. We cut him off, he cuts us off. As a result, Putin is demanding rubles, gold, or Bitcoin, and that means the Russian ruble is now backed by commodities exports, making the currency backed by something real. If you buy rubles, in other words, you can trade those rubles for natural gas or oil. For about 50 years, we did it with oil. But it is starting to crumble. And it's crumbling very fast. You know, folks, I mean, we've been saying this. I know Melody has for years, and I have it in my program, and I'm not a financial program necessarily. But I can read scripture. I can understand what unjust weights and measures are. I understand fiat currencies. The dollar had to go. And when you take something of no value, except foreign countries back it by their natural resources like oil, and those countries no longer like you because you bully the world and they don't want to stand with you anymore, and they take that natural resource out from behind the dollar, you have something that's worth literally absolutely nothing on the market anywhere. So you're stuck holding a bag full of air, and air doesn't buy much. Payday for America, folks, has started, and it's going to get worse. Gas rationing, food vouchers, and hunger are now being normalized for the war phase of the pandemic. The war phase of the pandemic. This, again, our natural news. As predicted, Russia's invasion of Ukraine is advancing the next phase of the pandemic, which involves widespread shortages of fuel and food that lead to mass starvation. Comment here, please. If you notice, watch the news, you know there's another jab coming out, a fourth booster shot's been okayed. Not necessarily approved, but okayed. And a fifth has already been discussed. How far will you follow the red bouncing ball into destruction, my friends? Already in Ukraine, residents are running out of food and medicine. And the economic fallout from this is spilling over into the rest of the world, too. The chance of a U.S. recession in 2023, according to the banking giant Goldman Sachs, has risen to 35%. Conversely, global growth indicators are being sliced as everything continues to move downwards amid the conflict. War in Europe is no longer a theoretical situation, but rather a certainty, economists say. And the situation is going to get really ugly and cause a lot of pain for millions of people, though probably not the people at the top who are getting richer by the day. The goal is to usher in a global financial reset, which is exactly what we are now seeing take place as Russia takes the blame for everything bad that is currently happening. Inflation and the Wall Street central banking corruption that created it has been happening for years now, long before Putin entered Ukraine, but they needed a scapegoat, so here we are. They're starving out the world to usher in their financial reset and the New World Order. Let me repeat that. And by the way, folks, the West, with the U.S. as a head, is the one doing this. Oh, yeah, we're the one doing it. Don't blame Russia. Don't blame China. We're doing it. They're starving out the world to usher in their financial reset and New World Order. In France, the Emmanuel Macron regime is now talking about setting up a food voucher system to help residents afford to eat. That system will likely be tied to Macron's Wuhan coronavirus vaccine passport system. Diesel may also soon be needed to be rationed as countries cut off their imports of Russian supplies due to sanctions and anti-Russia sentiment. Since diesel powers the world, this will have a devastating effect on an already crippled supply chain. Meanwhile, millions of refugees are pouring out of the Ukraine, and the Biden regime is eager to take them all, even as Americans suffer and struggle to put food on the table amid soaring inflation and supply shortages. Much of Ukraine is having to be supplemented with humanitarian aid just to keep enough food flowing to the people's home. In some areas of the country, less than 4 days worth of food remains. The domino effect of Russia's invasion of Ukraine has sent food prices higher. As gas prices surge, fertilizer supply is shrinking. That has sent wheat, corn, vegetable oils, and soybean prices through the roof, particularly troubling for the countries already struggling with food insecurity. Macron recently proclaimed that there is now a worldwide food crisis that affects not just the French, but everyone. I want to put in place a food voucher system to help the most modest households and the middle class facing these additional costs, Macron told France Bleu Radio the other day. Since wheat supplies from Russia and Ukraine are now cut off from the rest of the world, these two countries are considered a breadbasket for certain food commodities. Global wheat prices have soared. Together, the two countries export 30% of the world's wheat. Fertilizer supply is low, too, as energy prices surge. The shockwaves have reached the world's biggest economy. U.S. food prices rose 1% in February, and folks, that's low. The largest monthly increase since April 2020. Over the past 12 months, overall U.S. food prices have increased almost 8%, the biggest jump since 1981. So, there you go. As for diesel, if Europe adopts a full embargo, the entire world could be plunged into extreme oil supply shortage. That is, unless OPEC nations begin really ramping up production and quickly. So far, OPEC has been hesitant to do anything that might help the situation. And, of course, here in America, because Biden said to shut her off, we haven't done much to alleviate the problem either, have we? I know some oil companies now in the Northwest especially, are saying they're going to production no matter what. They're going to production. That's wonderful. The pipeline's still closed. We were well on our way, and that's one thing Trump had lined out, to energy independence. And now the first thing Biden did was cut in and shut off that independence. Folks, shouldn't I tell you that these people, and I'm going to say mostly Democrats, are trying to usher us in to the matrix system of the World Economic Forum's idea of the Great Reset? Shouldn't that give you some idea of where we're heading in this? This shouldn't be any surprise to most of you, because you've been hearing it for years now on programs like Melody's here. Melody's always told you the truth. She's always tried to warn you. We all have tried to do that to understand a little bit about economics. Fiat currencies never last. Corrupt nations never last. Nations that try to spend themselves to prosperity never last. They for some reason, they either don't understand or don't care, and I think probably the last one, they don't care, that the more they print, the more they give out in welfare systems. That's what it always is, folks, welfare. The more they give away in welfare systems, the more they print, the less the dollar is worth, which is a chain reaction to print more to try to cover the loss of the value of the dollar, which is another chain reaction to print more to try to cover the loss of additional loss in the dollar. This is what we're seeing in America now. We've seen it now for oh gosh, at least 75 years, 50 years at least, we've seen this idea of spending into prosperity, and it doesn't work. I mean, that's exactly why the Fed and the banks wanted off the gold standard, because they couldn't print and spend money like you want to. They had to have something of value to back it, so they didn't have enough gold in the bank, so they just said, let's just do away with that standard. Let us print all we want. Let us make all we want. Let us do fractional banking. Let us charge interest, which interest was not charged in this country in the beginning when the banking in this country started. It was against the law to charge interest to the bank. Check it out, folks. Not any longer. That's what Christ cursed with the money changers. That's what's cursed in the scriptures. Usury is a curse. Because it leads to more enslavement, more debt. Understand how that works, folks. You understand what I'm saying. If you don't, look it up. It's not hard to comprehend. If I can understand it, you can understand it. Believe me. I know you can. It's not complicated. Now, e-cash and Biden's attack on the financial markets. I reported on the private blog that I had a copy of the legislation. I was told it would be introduced today, Monday the 28th. That info was correct. Well, here it is. Representative Stephen Lynch, Democrat Massachusetts. Jesus Shea Garcia, Democrat Illinois. Ayanna Pressley, Democrat Massachusetts. And Mashina Taleb, Democrat Michigan, all Democrats introduced the Electronic Currency and Secure Hardware Act, that's called eCash Act, that does far more than just creating a digital currency. This act cleverly strips the Federal Reserve of its authority to create money. This is what the gentleman wrote. We're going to go to break in a minute, so I'll probably get through it. But let me repeat that name of that bill. Electronic Currency and Secure Hardware Act. That does far more than just create a digital currency. This act clearly strips the Federal Reserve of its authority to create the money. Now, that sounds like a good idea. They should have stripped the Federal Reserve of that a long time ago. But they take us into electronic currency, folks. It's over as far as anything in this country that we consider private, our own affairs financially, it's over. And after the break, I'm going to finish this article and finish. I have a whole lot more to talk about. You're listening to Financial Survival. This is Pastor Butch Paul. 800-375-4188 is the number to call. Just one more time.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All right, folks, go back on the famous article I started about the e-cash because it's so important. This was written a few days ago. This started being introduced. Next week, there will be a bill introduced, which will be entitled e-cash, Electronic Currency and Secure Hardware Act. This is the response to President Biden's executive order on ensuring responsible development of digital assets to develop a digital dollar design, including assessments of financial inclusion, possibly benefits and risks for consumers, existing payment systems, and national security. E-cash is very clever for its actually transferring the creation of the currency from the Federal Reserve to the U.S. Treasury, or in other words, the White House. The Treasury will distribute directly, let me repeat that, the Treasury will distribute directly to the public via a secured hardware device, which will be something along the lines of a vending machine. All those who have created conspiracy theories about banks that own the Fed will now have to switch their theories for the creation of money, which will now reside in the White House. Here's the catch. It will be anonymous, so it will not be trackable like blockchain cryptos. People will cheer that, but there will be that infamous catch-22. Individuals may be restricted to having a maximum of $2,000. That means all money will need to be deposited, so it is a covert way of concealing the currency. But they're not dealing with that issue just yet. The end goal here is to force all money to be above board for the purpose of taxation, so that it may actually result in creating more of a barter economy. And folks, I've been saying this all along. Nothing in private that you can't barter. If you can't barter, this will not be. You'll be no more private transaction. You won't be able to buy a box of shells off your neighbor or a gun off your neighbor without being transacted, and everybody know what's going on. This will come to barter economy. That's why I keep telling you, you need something to barter. Extra ammunition, maybe a few extra guns. How about some gold and silver? How about some junk silver, dimes and quarters and 50-cent pieces to be able to do that with? How about that for an idea? That's just an idea. I think it's worth thinking about, don't you? I mean, I don't particularly care that Uncle Sam knows all my business. Hey, I'm not stealing from anybody. I'm not hurting anybody. Let me live my life on my own. Just like I just read that article about men who won't be left alone. We're not trying to do anything wrong. We're honest individuals. We are actually the salt of the earth when it comes to doing what's right. We're not stealing. We're not trying to hurt anybody. We help our neighbors. Leave us alone. But tyrants cannot and will not do that because they're serving another god, folks. They're serving Satan. Then the other believe the devil. That's just fine. You won't be dead very long before you meet him. But that's just the way it is. That's how it works. 1 in 5 workers, I bet a lot of y'all can understand this, and probably for sure in the past, I know I could when I first got married. 1 in 5 workers runs out of money before payday, survey finds. I bet that's actually a very low number. From gas to groceries, soaring prices are straining households across the board. More than 3/4 of working Americans said inflation has impacted their finances over the past year, according to a report by Salary Finance. While wage growth is high by historical standards, it isn't keeping up with the increased cost of living, which is rising at the fastest annual pace in about four decades. And folks, that's a lie. It's never been this high before in this country. But let me make a point here too. We said this several months ago that every time wages go up, prices go higher than the wages went up. Well, here's proof. We've had historical high wage in price increases, but the inflation is surpassing that. When wages increase at a slower pace than inflation, paychecks won't stretch as far. Now, workers are running out of money faster, Salary Finance found. Roughly 20% of employees regularly ran out of money between paychecks, up from 15% last year, according to a survey of more than 3,000 working adults in February. As a result, about one quarter of those polled said it's hard to afford necessary expenses, and one third unable to build savings, issues that are particularly problematic for low, moderate income workers. And let me ask this question to you. You can answer to yourself, of course. Are you finding trouble putting any money back? Are you finding trouble finding any kind of spare cash at all to buy anything extra? Are you, or am I by myself, basically? Are you having trouble in the notion that you can't really put money back in your savings account somewhere in a gun safe or purchase special things because the finances are that tight? Are you seeing that like I am? I think you are. I know you are. Unless you're a wealthy individual, I'm sure you are. Things are rising at such a quick pace, it's almost hard to believe. I bought four bananas today. Four bananas. 50 cents each. $2 for four bananas. And my wife said that's a standard price about everywhere. Bananas. I remember when you buy five loaves of bread for 50 cents. What's happened? I wonder. BlackRock president says entitled generation now learning about shortages. Now, I don't particularly care for Mr. Rob Capito. He's the head of BlackRock. I don't care much for BlackRock. They are one of the most sneaky, underhanded organizations in the world. They are tyrants. They are part of the elite, and they know it. But he did make a good point here. It's out of Bloomberg. BlackRock Incorporated President Rob Capito warned that inflation is having dramatic effects on the economy, with an entire generation now learning what it means to suffer from shortages. And folks, I have to say this. I'm 73 years old. I've never seen a shortage of food. Now, I didn't mean my mom and dad could afford everything in the store, but we always have plenty to eat. It may be in brown bean and cornbread, which I still love. Brown bean, cornbread, and fresh onions are delicious. But we couldn't afford maybe a cuts of steak or whatever. We didn't worry about that. But now we're going to see shortage, and people are going to start doing without things that they have been used to buying all their lives. For the first time, this generation is going to go into the store and not be able to get what they want, Capito said at a conference held in Austin by the Texas Independent Producers and Royalty Owners Association. And we have a very entitled generation that has never had to sacrifice. I've been staying there for years. We are spoiled, soft people, soft spiritually, soft mentally, and soft physically. Very few people, including myself, when now I've had to work hard to put food on the table. But I've always been able to put food on the table because it was there and I could find a way to get it. The economy is reckoning with what he dubbed scarcity inflation, or the fallout from a shortage of workers, agricultural supplies and housing, and of oil in some regions. I would put on your seatbelts because this is something that we haven't seen before, Capito said. Put on your seatbelts because this is something that we haven't seen. I absolutely think he's right. I don't like the guy's attitude. I don't like his morals. I don't like what he says. But he's right. He's right. There's no point trying to kid yourself, folks. He's right. This next article come out of Greg Hunter's USA Watchdog, and I thought it was very good. You need guns, gold, and a getaway plan, Salente warns. World War III has begun. I hope Gerald is wrong. I hope Gerald is wrong on this. I hope World War III hasn't begun. But, folks, it could very well be because we have people in higher-ups, including Biden and a lot of the so-called Democrats, that want war for some reason. Renowned trends researcher and publisher of the Trends Journal, Joe Celente, has long said, when all else fails, they take you to war. When all else fails, they take you to war. To say a world is failing is a profound understatement. Salenti proclaims World War III has begun. I was born 1 year after the end of World War II, and crazy people will take you to war in the blink of an eye. The war criminals are leading us into another war. Salenti says the reason for war usually surrounds a failing economy. This time is no different. Salenti explains, I have been saying that when all else fails, they take you to war. What followed the Great Depression? War. What followed the dot-com bust? More war. That's right. George Bush's ratings were way down, and the NASDAQ was down 66% before 9/11. Salenti goes on to point out the economy in the U.S. is failing. For proof, look no further than the 16% inflation destroying paychecks for Americans, especially at the gas pump. Salenti also says in the commercial real estate market in New York City alone, only 35% of the office space is being rented. That means 65% is vacant, and it's the same all over the country. We are headed for an economic calamity, the likes of which we have never seen in our lifetime. They're getting our minds off it with the war in Ukraine. You know, I wrote in a magazine in the beginning of the year, we said that the COVID war would wind down by late March and mid-April. It's winding down. So now, as we said in the magazine, we went from the COVID war to the Ukraine war, and now to the World War. We're headed to World War III. There is not a peep about a ceasefire. Biden is only bragging about more weapons being sent in. Biden says we're going to defeat the Russians. We're not backing down. No one is talking about a ceasefire, and no one's talking about peace. If we don't unite for peace, we're going to die in a war. In closing, Salenti's warning about some sort of event or false flag giving the banking powers a reason to shut down the banks and separating you from your money. Now, folks, let me repeat that. Salenti says, false flag, for a reason to shut down banking powers and to separate you from money, get your cash out of the bank. Do not have your gold in a safe deposit box. Get it home. I'm saying to everyone listening, we are at a crucial point where one day they're going to say a bomb, hacking or whatever, and to save your lives and to save your money, we are closing down the banking system. You won't be able to get your money out, and maybe when you do, they will devalue it. They did it before, and they'll do it again. This time will be a much, much worse. My plan centers around the three G's, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. Folks, I don't know what you think about Salenti. I've been on a program one time over many years, but I have to say that his writings have been pretty much right on. Pretty much right on. I'm about out of time today, but I got two more articles I'm going to go through. My wife went to the store that day, and I don't eat pork. Pork's not good for me. It does things to me I don't like to talk about on the air, but I don't like pork. So we buy turkey meat, sausage, and different things. She tried some no-meat sausage. Yuck. I'd rather eat cardboard. But anyway, Bill Gates wants rich nations to move to 100% synthetic beef. Says people must get used to the odd taste. Yep, it did taste odd. On the grounds that real meat is real trouble for the environment, tech guru Bill Gates wants the world's richest nations to have helpings of synthetic beef instead of leaving real meat for poor nations to eat. Gates expounded upon how people should eat in an interview with the MIT Technology Review. I do think all rich countries should move to 100% synthetic beef. You can get used to the taste difference, and the claim is that you're going to make it taste even better over time. Doesn't that sound appetizing? Yum, yum, yum. Wow. I bet y'all mouth just watering for the piece of that whatever kind of meat it is. But I will tell you right now, if you see vegetable or meatless turkey sausage, now you may like it. I couldn't eat it. It didn't even smell right. This is just what it is. And we now know that Fauci has kind of come back on the scene a little bit. They're talking about a fourth shot coming out. It's already been offered. It'll be the fifth one coming out soon. Well, Fauci said Americans should be ready for possibility of a more rigid type of restriction. Dr. Anthony Fauci over the weekend said Americans need to be flexible enough to pivot back to a world with restrictions in place, more rigid restrictions, specifically due to the Chinese coronavirus. Fauci has used recent media appearances to warn Americans that while trends appear to be going in the right direction, They need to be prepared to bring back coronavirus-era restrictions if public health officials deem it necessary. President Biden's medical advisor made the same remark during the appearance on BBC's Sunday morning program as well, warning that people must be prepared for a more rigid type of restriction. However, he said, he does not want to use the word lockdown as it's too controversial. Bless their heart. I'm so glad they don't want to use that word lockdown because it's controversial. Folks, I never locked down for a day. I didn't. I went about my, I kind of enjoyed it. I went to the stores and nobody was in there. Very few people there. Drove up the four-lane highways. Three or four cars. I kind of enjoyed the privacy. I mean, it was really okay. I mean, you say, well, that's awful. No, it wasn't awful. I didn't put a mask on. I took care of my business. No one bothered me. I went in, done what I do. With free people, I didn't do anything. Oh, good time to shop. You get in, get out without being hassled. No, nobody, no lines are waiting. So, okay, whatever you want to do is fine. But in closing, I will tell you this, my friends, because I care, I truly do. Prepare yourself. We haven't seen anything yet. Unless the Lord intervenes, and I don't see why he should. I don't see repentance, even in the churches. America is going to be turned into hell, just as Psalms 9:17 said. Prepare yourselves financially. Prepare yourselves spiritually first. Then work on material things, financial things. Make sure your heart's right with Christ to make sure that you're right with him, because your life is not guaranteed past this heartbeat you have right now. Prepare yourself. Prepare your family. Give Melody a call at 800-375-4188. Do what you can as fast as you can. Buy some extra food. Put some food up. If you listen to our radio show at 9 to 8 o'clock, you hear an advertisement for New Manna Food. So it's some of the best store foods available, bar none, period. And it's available to you. By the way, they're running short also. And, of course, price is going up. But by the grace of God, I'll see you this coming Friday. Y'all have a great night. And Melly back with you tomorrow with Dave. So have a good one. Bye-bye.
I work all night. I work all day. I pay the bills I have to pay. Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.